Lilan.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe. Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we are discussing economic challenges faced by women and their families during this festive season. But first, as the world awaits United States President-elect Donald Trump's return to the White House next month, Taiwan is caught between growing Chinese aggression and uncertainties surrounding U.S.-Taiwan relations. VOA's William Yang reports from Taipei.
From military personnel to civilians, Taiwan's residents have been preparing for an uncertain future with the new U.S. president soon to take office and mounting pressures from China. Beijing considers self-governed Taiwan a part of China and says it will use force, if necessary, to make that claim a reality. While President Joe Biden has repeatedly said the U.S. will come to Taiwan's aid if China were to attack, President-elect Trump has suggested Taiwan should pay the U.S. for its defense.
I'm a bit worried because it's hard to tell what Trump is saying, what he's actually doing, and what he's doing behind the scenes, things that we can't see. He's always acted in his own interest and the interest of the United States.
While Trump has picked prominent China hardliner Marco Rubio and Michael Waltz as potential cabinet nominees, his comments on Taiwan have been vague. Here's Trump's response in July 2023 in an interview with Fox News.
I don't want to say what I'm thinking. You know, I just if I answer that question, it'll put me in a very bad negotiating position.
We don't know at this point if he means it when he wants to return the United States to a more isolationist position.
China's position is clear from this November 7th press conference.
China firmly opposes any form of official interaction between the United States and Taiwan.
Some Taiwan residents think that Democratic Islands' values will help cement relations with the U.S. and like-minded countries.
Trump wants to differentiate himself from Biden, so he has his personal views, but I don't think that will affect Taiwan's value in the U.S. or as part of the global line of defense.
Experts also agree major changes in U.S.-Taiwan relations under the next administration are unlikely.
The mood is that we will be very careful and very watchful about the development, that we are not panicking. We also have a very strong bipartisan support in the Congress, and that always can be Taiwan's best ambassadors to sustaining and improving the Taiwan-U.S. relations and in all different fields.
While Taiwan continues to court the U.S. and prepare for the incoming Trump administration, China has been ramping up military pressure toward the island since Taiwan President Lai Ching-te took office in May, with exercises around Taiwan and Coast Guard incursions. The actions are as much directed at Taiwan's government as its voters, says Ko.
They're hoping that by creating this sense of embattlement and containment of Taiwan, that inevitably, eventually, that would compel Taiwanese voters, if not Taiwanese government, to engage in risk avoidance.
Ko says Beijing's level of aggression toward Taiwan may depend on its assessment of the new Trump administration's policies for Taiwan and China. William Yang, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.
Meanwhile, smallholder maize farmers in six South African provinces are using homegrown digital tech normally available only to commercial farmers to get the most out of their fields. Marisen de Klerk reports from maize fields in South Africa's Magaliesberg region.
Advances in agriculture technology have helped commercial farmers boost their yields worldwide.
But affordability and accessibility issues often mean smaller farmers don't have access to the same tech. To bridge this gap, South Africa's Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, or CSIR, is developing a web-based system tailored for small farmers. It's called the Precision Agriculture Information System, or PIAS. Moses Che is the project's lead scientist. He says the platform works in local languages and uses artificial intelligence to analyze data that can help farmers make their fields more productive.
We have adapted soil pH, soil organic content, soil nitrogen content or information that no other system has gone down to that level to generate such information.
Data is collected with drones and other equipment and is then compared to satellite images to help farmers optimize growing conditions. According to the CSIR, the system could increase farmers' yields by up to 20%. Stefan Jansen van Rensburg is a digital farming expert with Bayer Crop Science, which was not part of the CSIR project. He says teaching farmers how to analyze the data is one of the challenges.
It needs to be affordable for farmers to be adapted. The second one is the educational part. Farmers need to be educated and trained and upskilled how to use the products, the best products, effectively.
Northwest of Johannesburg, aspiring commercial farmer Wandile Sikosana is still at the wow stage, but says learning about the current PIAS's capabilities and how it can benefit his maize yields hasn't proven too difficult.
They say that they can check the moisture in the soil, I mean, via satellite. It's like, wow. Yeah, no, I understand what it tells me, and it's not that difficult to use, I must say. For somebody who was born before technology, I can find my way around.
As Ikosana and his team rush to plant the last seeds of the season, he says he is hoping to use the PIAS data to help him choose the right fertilizer for better yields next year. Marise de Klerk, VOA News, Magaliesburg District, South Africa.
Now, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss our topic on challenges faced by women during this festive season, we are joined by our guests. For now, our guest is Bulawayo's Ward 10 Councillor, Ms. Kalazani Ndlovu, who's also the local authority's water chairperson. We are hoping to be joined later by Reverend Sihle Muzenda of Glory Embassy Worldwide in Bulawayo. But for now, welcome to the show, Councillor Ndlovu. Yebo ke, Councillor, siyabona ukuthi wamukele kunsukwana ezedluleyo izipho ezivela kunkampani yakho nangapho koBulawayo ebona ngeyokubhaka izimoda ebinika abanye abampofu ukudla. Ungasichazisela ukuthi kahle kahle kuhambe njani lapha, bebelinikani, ngasizathu bani, kwatholo bani, njalo kuhambe njani? Yebo ke sizwile lapho ke uCounselor Khalazani Ndlovu ucingo lakhe luwile kodwa kusenani sizazama ukumdinga njalo abuye ecingweni. For those that have just joined us, here we are discussing challenges, economic challenges faced by women during this festive season. And we just asked Councillor Khalazani Ndlovu what is going on in her ward, because she recently received some goods on behalf of vulnerable groups in the city, which included the orphans, the disabled, the elderly, and some people who are living with various kinds of diseases. Yes, and she says she couldn't, the company couldn't cover everybody else, but they managed to cover some. That was in a pre-interview with her. For now, sesibuyela njalo kuwe, Councillor, sizwathi usukhona ecingweni. Ye, bengibuza ukuthi kuhambe njani ngesipho osamukele.
Ngiyaxolisa abalaleli, inethiwekhi iyahlupha, kodwa ke ngithi ngenze masinyane. Salibonana amabhulini amanye wonke womhlaba. Igama nguCounselor uKhalazani Ndlovu, njengobade sejhile uthandekile ngakobulawayo kuward 10. Thina kobulawayo kuward 10 sireceive ama-groceries from TTI, i-parking company. Isingize hlaka 24 abenefitisa 63 abantu abadala nabantu abagogekileyo especially abashelisisayo, but akade besenza leyo program i-social welfare, i-office ye-council ye-social welfare in connection with u-council abe-verifya ukuthi umuntu lo ngiyamazi uphila kanjani.
Yebo ke, kuyini ade kuphakathi kwalesi sipho? Kahle kahle kuyini abantu abakutholile?
Kuthiwa yi-Christmas hamba. Bekulibhakethi i-20. Phakathi kwayo bekule 2 kg yeflower, yerayisi, 2 kg yeshukela, i-green bar eyi-1. Yokuta iphilita oyi alchansi ama 500 grams ayi 2 ama ib 500 grams ayi 2 igem 500 ingazi beni izinto esekuthiwa le 10 kg yempupha.
Yebo ke, kodwa sesikhangela kahle kahle baningi yini abathola usizo ngaleli khefu lekhisimusi. Sinazelela ukuthi njengoba usitsho bakhona baningi abantu abangani baludinga.
Hayi, ngeke ngithi ngoba iwadi yami ile abantu abamore than 11,000. Yini ngokuthi ma kubhenefithe abantu abayi-65 whoever akadeselecta the-beneficiaries bekungatho nto elula ukuthi ayenelise, because abantu bayathwelisisa bonke sikhangelele umkhono wezelizwe ukuthi umizi ngokungakanani. Yes, isifiso sami ngesilo ngalo jele ekli 600 or 300 amakhampani ezilihambe ngokuhlukana kwawo ekiplawbekmis zinikeze abantu abashwelisisayo akade sikhangelele ukuthi mhla ka-25 izolo akula khona ade bengakuthola ngoba ngisayindithi 3/4 of the beneficiaries ekungomama.
Yebo ke, sizaphenduka kuwe khonapho sibuze njalo lokuthi kungani abesifazana kuyiba abaningi abathole lolu sizo. Kodwa kwakhathesi siye sokuthi silo mlaleli ecingweni, siyakwamukela kuhlelo mlaleli wethu.
Sanibonani.
Yabo, siyaphila. Ungazitsho ngegama ukubana ungubani, ungaphi kwelizwe, uvela ngaphi ekhaya?
Oh, ngikholendele ngise South Africa kuse Cape.
Yebo, kuhleke ukuxoxa lawe mnumzana Ndebele. Ungasichazela ukuthi kuyini ongayokusitshela khona ngaleli khefu lekhisimusi? Uphi umbiko wakho? Iwuphi umbono wakho?
Hayi, ikhisimusi lami yayizobe ibinzima. ichithe maybe isikhumbuzo izigaba zika-2009 abantu abaningi bayidle vele belambile njengoba abasuka lapha e-South Africa bathathele izimpahla ngolwesibili njengoba bethe lazi ukuthi abantu bake baye emabhenki bangatholi imali. So akukho into esingayisho ukuthi ikhisimusi ikhisimusi abantu abayijabulelayo noma ebachiye bethabile.
Ye, utsho ngani lapho ukuthi abanye bathathelwe impahla?
Abantu angithathi ezininzi zaseZimbabwe zisuka la i-grocery yaseningi uma zithi abantu emakhaya zithola lapha e-South Africa. So abanye kube nohlupho impela la kumalayithi endleleni, impahla azifikanga, abanye nje abanye ade behamba amabhasi, abanye ade sibakhuluma laba abahamba amabhasi. Kuloma imama wasekaroyi kuhambe wayafika nje ekhaya engasela lutho, ethi impahla zonke zithathwe iziba nje izimra bethi bafuna ama-declaration form. Kodwa-ke kunako konke nje sesikhuluma nesimo selizwe phakathi eZimbabwe, isimo semali nesimo somnotho nje sinzima njengoba abantu bengasebenzi nje. Kube buhlungu ukuthi lo muntu ovuke esemsebenzini akayibone into ayisebenzelayo ngoba le mali ayitholayo ayikwazi ukuthi ithenge ukudla, angakwazi ukuthi awondle ngakho umndeni, aphinde azithuthukise yena ngokwempilo.
Yebo-ke, kodwa sesikhangela lina elisebenza emazweni, kuba ngcono yini kumndeni yenu ekhaya ukuthi lingaphosela nje okulutshwana kulalabo abangalabantwana abasemazweni?
Emazweni phela khona angithi uyakwazi ukuthi la bantu abahlala emazweni isimo somnotho sesijikile kuwo wonke amazwe. Sekuya ngokuthi yena umvuzo owamukelayo ungakanani. Isimo somnotho asimanga kuhle, sesikhuluma iqiniso nje kuwo wonke amazwe.
Yebo,
umuntu manje sewusebenzela ama-basic things esifana nokudla nama-rentals nani kuyayidla imali yabantu, abantu basala bengasela mazi. Noma usuthumela ekhaya uyawuthumela nje okuncane kodwa vele lawo ngapho uyawusala lokhu njani uzikhama vele kuyakungela lutho, uyawusuzifosa ayikho into osala la.
Yebo, hhayi kuyezwakala umbono wakho. Iliphi elokugcina ongasithiyela lona kumbe ongalithiyela abantu ekhaya umbabakini khonangale?
Hayi, thina into esingayitshela nje abantu abasekhaya esingabatshelana nokuthi kufanele sike sihlale phansi sicabangisise ukuthi kambe uhulumende lo esilaye uye yini kumbe uyayenza yini intando efunwa ngabantu. Ukuhlupheka kwabantu bakithi kubuhlungu. Uma sesikhuluma singakhuluma nzima nje, sesifana abantu beZimbabwe sesifana le ndlela yabomakhelwane elambayo, ifike ithayo komakhelwane ibaleke kodwa sasiphinde ibuyele ingabi le choice. So singabantu beZimbabwe sofanele sike sizibuze ukuthi le mpilo esikuyo kambe uhulumende lo asinikeza yona ilaliphi likusasa? Yini esizizuza, yini esiyitshiyela abantu bethu? Ngiyabonga.
Yebo-ke, ha, umbuzo omqoka lo obuzwa nguNdebele. Thank you very much. That was Colin Ndebele, our caller from South Africa. He's from KZN in Zimbabwe. And he's bemoaning that travelers crossing the border from South Africa to Zimbabwe had their goods confiscated because of issues to do with declaring them at the Zimra there in the border post, so which makes it difficult for those who are trying to fend for their families if they can't meet the costs that are needed by the government to clear their goods, or if they are trying to evade, or if there are some misunderstandings. But there's a lot happening there. Right, sesibuyela kuwe ke Councillor Ndlovu, asikukhohlwanga khonapho ke ecingweni ubusithi abesifazana yibo abaningi abakhanye besamukela isipho lesi esinikezwe yikhampani le yokupaka izimota. Kungani kunjalo? Bengabe beyibo yini ngoba besemakhaya, kumbe yibo abaningi ababehluphekayo?
Ngiyabonga ta. Culturally, angazi ukuthi ngithi coincidence le ngithi culturally. Kwabantu abangomama yiyo ama-primary caregivers. Esikhathini esiningi kwe-incidentally kwenzakala ukuthi bebefuna ama-elderly the criteria. All groups. You find it took 90 years, 84 years, 70 years. More than five, something like that, because of different social ills.
Yebo ke zwakala kodwa sesikhuluma nje ngomumo okhona sibona ukuthi ayisilo lodwa leli langa lekhisimusi eledlule izolo lokho kulikhefu kuqhubeka kusiya phambili abanye bazathakazela lo mnyaka omutsha kukhanya kuyaphithizela yini kusukela izolo kusukela kuthange kusiya phambili kuyaphithizela izitolo abantu bakhanya belo kunye yena imali abangathenga ngayo kubayalayina okungatshengisa nje ukuthi kule activity ngesingisi
I-activity ikhona ibingekiswelakale ka ukuthi nje kukhanya ukuthi kulomehluko omncane kodwa-ke hhayi ayifani le eminyakeni kuyakhanya sile ukuthi ezikwameni akumanga kuhle lo nyaka ezomnotho ungani ziyehlile kakhulu abantu yebo bayaphithizela kodwa kufani
Yebo-ke kodwa siyananzelela njalo ukuthi abanye bebesithi leli langa balidlalela emnyameni kungelamagetsi kungelamanzi sokunjani khona ngapho-ke edolobheni lakobulawayo ngalesi simo samagetsi lesamanzi njengoba sibona nje ukuthi ungumgcini sihlalo wenhlelo zamanzi ekhansileni
yabo inhlelo zamanzi lamagetsi edolobheni enjengelakobulawayo sesikuthatha njengenew normal amagetsi vele angeke ngikhulume ngawo mashi ino nothing ngama-programs amagetsi ayingekho and asikhangelelanga ukuthi vele sizahlala silamagetsi kodwa-ke amanzi ta amanzi besingelawo baqinisile abahlali alokhu engekhona kathesa inkinga kube yiyona la magetsi esikhuluma ngawo ukuthi ayenelise ukusiphampela amanzi ethu lapho okulama-criteria ngama-ethu sihlale amalanga ayi-3 towards Christmas kungela lona ugetu so sehlulekile isifiso sethu nesiloyiso besinaso besifisa nga sidilive onke umuntu kobulawayo mhlaka-25 utholile amanzi kodwa kulamanye ama-fortis phela esingawakhontroliwe akagetu ugetu lo nguye osesibisela sesikhona kathesa akungasazwalwa nakhona le community lathi sikubona sikuthi into le ibuhlungu kakhulu
Yebo-ke ye kuyezwakala kodwa kukhanya kuyathembisa yini ngensukwane ezifi ezizayo ukuthi kuzabe sokungcono
into yamagetsi asiyiphawuli ta
ye hhayi ngingathi kahle kahle khonapho enhlelweni zamanzi lapho elibona khona ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba sezwa kuthiwa kulo hlelo lolu i-short term kulolu mid-term kulolu njani kukhona yini okungayenzakala masinyane ukuthi abantu basizakale amabhawuza lokhu engekho yini ukuthi nxa kulezi mfa kuhanjiswa amanzi nxa ingasekho isikhathi eside abantu bephile
njengathi kuyakuhlolela asila lona ibhawuza wonke amabhawuza adown sibambeke ku-procurement ukuthi siyenelise ukuthi siripeye amabhawuza yikhoza ukuthi amanye ama-forces awakho ezandleni zikabulawayo kuyabe kulama-external forces ele esayini lapho engasayinanga laphansi ukuthi ubulawayo athole amanzi kodwa-ke nxa ungumzali uzathini yithi phela abakhangele thini izakhamizi zaloke sithi hhayi siyalungisa kodwa-ke silohlupho olukhulu amanzi besicabanga ukuthi izulu lizona lena kade kuthiwa yi-cyclone kukhanya ingani alithathi indlela ema-south lapho besikhangelele khona ukuthi i-catchment area yethu akula manzi athena angenile emadamu angikabuyeleli i-statistics sakhona then i-short term yethu ibiyi-duplication of insiza pipeline ayikayenziwa i-medium term yethu i-bopoma dam layo ama-paperwork still in process i-long term kwayisha ngani esiyithengisiwe layo ukuthi mhlawumbe bengasincedisa by end of 2025
which is interesting, we are now relying on Guamanyama forces. Then ama aquifers, especially in the eighties, started to go to Kukamba. You could have been corner like this.
Yebo ke sesibuyela njalo lapha kwezomnotho. Sasisizwa kuqala ukuthi okansila babe lamandla ukuthi mhlawumbe nxa umuntu engenelisi ukubhadala indleko zesibhedlela bembhalele incwadi njalo betsho labanye futhi abangamukela inhlelo zikahulumende lezi ezisiza abaswelayo. Kulokho kusenzakala yini lokho? Abantu bathola yini usizo kuhulumende? Singasabali lezi nhlanganiso ezintutshwane oke esike sakhuluma ngazo.
Angiwuzanga kahle umbuzo wakho, kodwa ngicabangela ukuthi uthi abantu basawuthola yini uncedo lo. For example, ukuthi nxa bengakwanisi ukubhadala ezibhedlela, ukhansila usakwanisa ukuwabhalela incwadi ibayelatshwa.
Ye, siqale khonapho.
Yes. What I do, ewadini, esikwenzayo thina singama-councillors, umuntu ofika lo hlupho olunjengalolo, ngimbhalela incwadi not going to the hospital, ukuthi hhayi aye esibhedlela. Ngimbhalela incwadi aye ku-social welfare. I-social welfare yilo i-department elibhalayo izincwadi, li-authorize, liba-exempt ukuthi bengabhadali i-such funds because of their conditions ngemva sebe-assessile ngokufunda kwabo.
Yebo ke kutsho ukuthi lusesekhona ke lolu ncedo. Kodwa lona ugatsha lukahulumende ke lo liyano lwe-social welfare lokhu luholisa yini abadala sebegugile ke ukudla?
Angikaze ngikubone ukudla kwabo, ngike ngikamba manje. Angikaze ngikubone sicina kule programu eke yabakhona kumbe iqalise phakathi komnyaka ibingela ama-councillors involved. Sasi involve ngelast minute i-program yawubi ayizwakali lakathi esizoke ngayizwa kumbe kuthiwa kufakwa imali emafonini kumbe kuthiwa kwenziwani nokuthi ama-beneficiaries bawathatha ngabi because ngani bathatha abantu from a certain political party yiba bahamba bebhalisa abantu ezindlini and i-database yakhona siyazi thina those social workers ne-social protection lama-community health workers abayibo abakwazi ukuphila nabantu nokuthi laphana esigabeni esingaka kulabantu abanje they were sidelined from this program. So ukuthi vele bayelana njani, bayelana bodwa emkotweni ndiyamkoto offices asiyazi.
Yebo ke, now looking forward to 2025, seeing the year is coming to an end, what do you foresee happening? We know that schools will be opening and parents will be paying fees. Ubona ingani kuzala nkomona? Ngabona i-network is not clear. Bensithi nje kambe sesiya phambili ubona kusenzakalani. Nanko phela seziyavulwa izikolo, abazali ubona umnyaka ozayo siba ngcono yini njengoba vele ukhathesi nje ngeviki ezayo ngamafitshane sesisele lo mzuzu?
Hayi, i-tradition phambi kukhanyani kuba nzima wethu, kodwa ke omama abahlakaniphileyo abasebekhanya bamile mbijana ukuthi bathenge izivilimboco zekhisimusi bagijima kudobha amabhuku amabili amathathu ngoba kusasezobunzima kumaviki amabili alandelayo. Omama yibo phela abagcina abantwana esikolo. Sisazahlangana lobunzima ujanuwari ezingephela.
Ye, lapho-ke kuma-rates-ke ekhansili lokho libakhuthaza bayenelisa yini ukubhadala amanzi leminye imithelo?
Abahlala basayenelisi ukubhadala amanzi lemithelo. Kukhuthazana ukuthi khona obalako ukuthi akutholileyo kaposele, kodwa-ke abasayenelisi.
Yebo ke, siyabonga. Zakubamba umlomo khonapho. We have come to the end of our show and would like to say thank you to Ward 10 Councillor Ntumbane koBulawayo, Miss Khalazani Ndlovu. We appreciate your time and would also like to thank our callers, our listeners, our viewers. And signing off, I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga saying let's meet again tomorrow.